Exclusive conservative leaders call on House GOP to open impeachment inquiry. By Emma Jo Morris on August 16, 2023. Conservative leaders are calling on House Republicans to open an impeachment inquiry against the corrupt occupant of the White House, President Joe Biden, according to a Conservative Action Project memo obtained exclusively by Breitbart News. The memo lists 13 points as to why the group is urging congressional Republicans to launch an impeachment investigation, citing his role in his son Hunter's foreign business and his campaign's effort to have reporting on it censored in the lead-up to the 2020 election. At the top, among a litany of other reasons, the memo opens. Recent revelations from the House Committee on the Judiciary, the House Committee on Ways and Means, the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, and the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Government have established without question that Joe Biden has been engaged in criminal misconduct for decades, and that he lied to the American people about his son Hunter Biden's criminal conduct and his own culpability and involvement in the Biden crime family business. The findings also reveal ongoing unlawful actions directed by the Biden White House to suppress the free speech rights of the American people and special targeting of those who dare to espouse opinions and views the Biden White House doesn't agree with, the letter from leading conservatives continues. The evidence continues to mount and can no longer be ignored. Joe Biden is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, warranting the opening of an impeachment inquiry, which must ultimately result in impeachment by the House and removal by the United States Senate of Joe Biden as President of the United States. Signatories include CAP Chairman J. Kenneth Blackwell, former U.S. Attorney General Edwin Meese III, Jenny Beth Martin, Chairman of Tea Party Patriots Citizen Fund, David Bossie, President of Citizens United, Tony Perkins, President of the Family Research Council, Russ Vaught, President of Center for Renewing America, Morton Blackwell, President of the Leadership Institute, Cleta Mitchell, Senior Fellow at the Conservative Partnership Institute, and Elaine Donnelly, President of Center for Military Readiness, among scores of others in national conservative leadership positions. As a former U.S. ambassador, I saw how rulers in many foreign countries become filthy rich by accepting bribes. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to conclude that when a man who has lived almost his entire life on a government salary has an extravagantly wealthy lifestyle with multiple luxury homes, that something does not add up. Many believe that it's time for Congress to expose the real Joe Biden, CAP Chairman Blackwell said in a statement to Breitbart. The memo calls on House Republicans not to let Joe Biden and his criminal enterprise family to escape scrutiny, prosecution and punishment for actual crimes against the American people, while the Biden administration is allowed to advance politically motivated proceedings against former President Trump and other citizens who dare to oppose the Biden administration. The House must take steps to protect our nation from these attacks and criminal enterprises by Joe Biden, his family, and his political appointees who are, by their actions, turning the United States of America from a constitutional republic into a banana republic. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, is willing to open an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden if necessary, House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, RO, told Breitbart this month. The mechanism of an impeachment inquiry is an aggressive congressional probe that usually occurs before a potential articles of impeachment vote. If the House approves the impeachment articles, they are conveyed to the Senate for approval. Jordan told Breitbart he thinks McCarthy would be supportive of the move, but hedged that Congress is still working to get the facts. If at some point it's necessary that we have to go to an impeachment inquiry, I think he, McCarthy, is willing to do that, he told Breitbart. But right now, it's incumbent upon us to get our work done and do what the Constitution requires. I think the Speaker has been clear, Jordan added. We're going to do our work, to get the facts and get the documents, to get the information we need. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at ejmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.